Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Joe List later on. Nick will be here. Only one person had Jim Steinman, producer, music guy, bat out of hell, wrote all the songs. And used to, you done with the other guy?
With the other guy, with that Walter Mondale guy?
Walter Mondale, I'm sorry, that Walter guy. Mondale was just... These desks,
former vice president.
They keep coming at us. We keep forgetting.
Some of the players that had Walter Mondale include, but are not limited to, two-ton taint, three-thumbed freak.
Is that Nick?
Gets a hit with Walter Mondale.
Wasn't he born with an extra thumb?
Yeah, thumb or finger. I think it was a thumb.
I think it was a thumb, yeah.
Right, I'm aware with somebody else that was born with an extra thumb.
Yep.
Which is better than not having enough thumbs.
I guess.
True.
If they cut it off, it would look weird if you had two down there. Of course, you could grip a lot more.
Yeah, but you
get a workable second thumb on one hand.
It depends on where it's at.
You could dribble, man. Well, below the other thumb.
You at least want opposable thumbs.
Yeah, for sure.
So one thumb too many is a better alternative. You can make it useful.
That's my Indian. Oh, no, sorry.
Or you can cut it off. One extra thumb.
That's a great band name. One Thumb Too Many, you know? That's what it sounds like, a band.
Also, having Walter Mondale, big massive dumps.
Jeez.
Well, that could be anything.
Not subtle there.
Well, no, that could be, a guy has a lot in his dump truck.
Yeah, there you go.
Big load of gravel.
Right.
Could be anything.
I'm sure that's exactly what it means.
Big P's little P gets a hit.
All right.
As does...
Now, in his defense.
What, his little penis?
Yeah. He, to counteract that, has a big vagina.
Oh.
So it's not all small down there.
Thanks.
That's a great one.
Bill Buttlicker, Bob Husker, Bono Brandt Ski School gets a hit.
Bono.
Bono.
It's, Bono.
Yeah, it's Sonny
As
Bono.
In Sonny.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono. I keep forgetting that.
Bono Brandt Ski School. Throw Kennedy in there, too. For that.
And Butter Train Wreck.
Bono don't ski.
Yeah, Bono does. Well, he did.
Gets a hit.
To hit a tree.
Yeah. Well, if you want to throw Bono in there, it'd be a bicycling school.
Remember? That's right.
He had
right.
a bike accident.
Yeah.
Like Central Park.
Bad, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Messed himself up pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's not eligible to come into my bike shop.
No.
No.
Too old.
And not a teenage girl.
Right.
Preteen.
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 You're going to turn your way.
Yeah. Once you're actually a teen, Todd doesn't want to see you.
He knows how to work on small bikes. That's the deal. Anything technical he can't handle.
Yeah, I specialize in those little BMX ones.
There you go.
With the pegs.
Anything more than one speed is
that's it.
Not cool.
Yeah, there's a bunch of gears down there he's wasted.
My stepson used to have one of those little BMX bikes.
Oh, with the spikes, yeah.
And he's a big kid.
Yep.
So it was amusing to watch. But he could handle it.
One of my favorite thing about watching those BMX competitions is when the guy is 40 and he's still on a little bike. And they're incredible athletes. They really are. They spin those things around. But it's like the skateboarders, I think you can age better on a skateboard. Yeah, I've seen these guys, the Tony Hawks of the world. These guys get older on skateboards. I still buy it because it's. And I'm not hammering you BMX guys, but the BMX guys get older. They're still just on a bike.
Yeah, the bike doesn't get any bigger.
No, it doesn't.
You know,
it doesn't. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they get any bigger either because most of these kids are 18, 19 anyway on these things. But when they're like 40 and still competing and they're on the bike, it's still kind of funny, you know. And once again, that's a hell of a thing.
Yeah, but if you're 45 on a skateboard, you probably better be Tony Hawk.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not saying you're competing. I'm just saying I don't really care if you're, I think when I see skateboard guys on TV competing in their 30s, I buy that more than when I see the bike.
Oh, yeah.
The bike looks to me like it's a kid thing still.
There's no rhyme or reason to it, but for some reason it looks more legitimate.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm with
you. There's no rhyme or reason, and you know, you're great athletes. Tough thing to do. I couldn't do it.
Well, even Tony Hawk, I saw here recently, he pulled a 900 in practice. Did you see that? And he's like, that's probably the last one of my life.
That's the last one of his life, he said, yeah.
Yeah, because missing hurts, I'm guessing, at this point, a lot.
Yes.
Well, in that case, the skateboards are all pretty much the same size.
Well, the bikes are the same size, too. And then guys are still like, I'm just saying, it just, to me, bikes to me are always something you just did as a kid.
Yeah.
That kind of bike. Now, granted, I have a bike now, but just a bike ride around the lake.
My son's bike, the one that lives in Mexico now, is in the basement. And he's a smaller guy. And I got on it the other day, and I just looked like a fat guy on a tiny bike.
Oh, is he a BMX bike?
No, it's a...
Like a road bike or a trail bike?
Okay, road bike, but you know, it's just got a smaller frame because he's
a smaller guy, that's right.
Yeah, because he weighs about 70 pounds less than his dad.
Fat guy on a little bike.
See, and that was what I was thinking, you know, like when we heard like Sean, what's the basketball player, the big tall guy,
just got
into a bike accident.
Right. They get him. He got specially made one. I'm sure.
Same thing. I saw a picture of Bill Walton here recently standing next to a bicycle. That thing had to have been 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
They have to get some sort of custom job for that.
No, you got to put a big frame on it if you're a big guy.
See, I thought about buying a bike a lot recently, but I'm worried about that. I don't want to look like the fat guy on a little bike.
Don't ride around. Kids are going to yell that. I mean, adults are not going to yell fat guy on a little bike.
No, but they're going to think it.
No.
Look at that fat guy on a little bike.
You're not fat, and I've seen bigger people on bikes before.
And we've seen smaller bikes.
Yes.
You just need a bigger frame.
Right.
Yeah.
In your case, probably about as big as they make it. Yeah. Otherwise, you got to go custom.
Right.
You know, I'm sure.
No, he's not that tall. He's not Bill Walton tall.
No.
That would be custom.
Yeah, that's a custom.
Bill Walton
is. That's
a
funny.
I
was watching Bill Walton last night, believe it or not, the 1977 finals. Portland Trail Blazers and the Philadelphia 76ers were on NBA TV.
Wow.
And I stopped on it because I'm thinking, I got to see what this looked like. And it was crazy. No 3-point line.
Short.
They were actually passing the ball inside.
Thank you.
The game was better. I don't care. It's different now. But I thought it was better then. They were throwing the ball inside. Because they had to. 3-pointers didn't matter.
Right.
Right.
Get it closer to the basket.
Right. That being said, Steph Curry right now is shooting 80-foot shots like it's nothing. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're a 7-footer,
bad guy on a little bike,
you got to get a custom-made frame.
Oh, 7-footers, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at that bike that Walton was standing next to. I don't think I could probably put my feet on the ground from the seat.
Yeah, because he's 6'11", 6'10", something like that.
The demand for COVID vaccinations outpacing supply now that every American who wants a shot can get one, but it's not going to be for long.
Well,
appointments are going unfilled because people are idiots.
Well, yeah, the rural counties, I mentioned before you got here, Craig, rural counties in this country, which are Trump counties, and they said that in the news, they're not showing up for these things. Now, I don't get you people if you are listening to us.
The longer we take to get to 70 to 85% of people vaccinated, the more time the virus has to mutate and to spread.
Right. Can't say that enough, you know. And Dr. Mina, besides yelling at me tomorrow for some reason.
Many reasons, it sounds like.
You're calling everyone a pussy, that's why.
Well, because I just said they weren't men.
even real men who went into battle and got wounded are pussies. That's
you?
Not right. Well, I'm thinking Dr. Mina specifically. She took it a little harder than I did.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to double down at this point. I'm in trouble enough with
Dr.
Mina.
Saying she's not manly?
No, she's totally manly. She's tougher than I was, than I am. Yeah. Except I didn't get sick for the vaccine. Here did Craig or here did Nick, you know.
The Canadian border staying closed to drivers until May 21st. Those flying in will continue to be tested for the virus at airports and quarantined for 3 days at a hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those rules have been in place for 13 months. Mexico doing the same thing, extending its border closure to non-essential crossings.
If you're a trucker, you can go in and out. I communicate with a trucker who runs into Canada.
Oh, because he's
a
he's
essential.
Essential,
right.
Got it. All right.
He's part of the supply chain. Yeah.
That sounded shady. I communicate with a trucker who goes in and out of Canada.
He's my Facebook friend.
Secretly. I meet him in bathrooms once in a while.
Yeah. That was the high side of what I was thinking.
Poor Freddie Mercury at the bathroom. That's in the movie.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Procter & Gamble said that it's going to raise prices on brands like Pampers and Love's Diapers and Always and Tampax tampons and Always Discreet adult incontinence products.
I buy all those.
The exact amount of price increases will vary by brand.
Why?
But it will be in the mid to high single-digit percentage range going into effect in mid-September. It's the higher cost of raw materials.
Thanks, Obama.
Kimberly Clark raising the price on Huggies, Pull-Ups, and Scott Turlet paper in North America in June.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me started. I just noticed I'm a little low on gas, so after the show, me and the boys are going to fill up and bitch about Biden.
Me and the
General Mills.
I'm low on gas, too, actually, today.
Facing increased freight and supply chain costs.
You mean supply and demand? Has something to do with it?
Yeah.
It's not all about one man and a kind of a multi-tiered, nuanced sort of system.
No.
And a political philosophy I disagree with. It doesn't boil down to that.
You mean equal rights for everybody, that philosophy?
That kind of stuff?
All we do is push here.
No, that's not it at all.
I fail to see the argument against that one. No, everybody shouldn't be treated equally.
That's the argument.
Yeah. And then give me an argument for the statement, end racism. Well, there's some good things.
Well, I look at the old days.
There's some good things about racism. No. No, there's not.
No.
Amazon's going to test its palm scanning payment technology at a Whole Foods in Seattle. It's the first grocery store in a planned rollout, but the touchless system already in use at around a dozen physical Amazon stores. The company says the technology is highly secure, although privacy advocates have raised concern about people handing over their biometric data to massive corporations.
This will kill the palm reading jobs.
It might.
So your palm can, we all have different palms, not just fingerprints?
Yeah.
That's okay. Right.
So you read the palm and
Pay for your groceries.
Pay for groceries, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I've had the amateur palm readers look at me, and every one of them's your lifeline and your love line, and I forget the, it's not an exact science.
No, it's not.
From what I could gather.
No, it's not.
But if you're using it for identification purposes, it's just like fingerprints.
And they can tell your future.
That too.
That's
right. I hope so.
What are you going to buy next time?
Right.
They know that already.
That's the future they're looking for.
That is the future they're looking for.
You might like. Right. Buy it again.
Right. Or since you liked that.
You must like that. You might like this.
Yeah. So they are.
They're listening to us anyway. Everybody knows it. We talk about this all the time. My phone sits here all morning long. And later in the day, I'll get ads for everything we've talked about. You need a big, tall bike for a fat guy?
Yeah.
It'll show. It'll show up my Facebook page.
Yes, I do.
Thinking, when did we talk? We talked about that 3 days ago. I told you about that story. We talked about Kathmandu, for Christ's sakes, with our buddy the Menker. And I got an ad for a sushi bar with a live band. I said, that band looks pretty cool. Who's that? And I looked at the ad. It was for a bar in Kathmandu on my Facebook page.
You think you're going?
Yeah. No, I'm not. But, yeah, look at a cool band.
I get ads on a news feed on my phone warning about porn addiction. And I never watch porn on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we talk about a lot in the radio, though.
Right. They might. Well,
yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
Or my phone could be talking to my computer.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Maybe the computer's worried about you getting a hold of your phone.
Look at the crap he's looking at. Hey, Jesus.
Dude. It's research.
Right. It's constant, man.
He ain't listening to me. I better talk to the phone. Maybe he can get through to him.
It's an intervention. Your devices are going to have an intervention.
We got to talk about Todd.
Somebody call the iPad. Let's get him in on this.
Now, whatever I search on Google is shared on every Apple device that I have.
Really?
Yeah, if you're signed into your Google account on that device, it's going to talk to
you. Oh, yeah, mine does that too.
That could be,
Yeah. You're getting your Google email on your phone and on your computer. Yeah, it's going to track all of that.
Well, anything else I have to sign up for, like Reddit, if I have to log into Reddit, I do that through Google, just so I don't have to remember passwords
anymore.
Amateur
threesome. Amateur threesome.
No, I don't have to use
Google. Two chicks.
I don't have to use Google for that.
Two chicks.
I go right to the tab.
Make sure you put two chicks.
Yeah, you got to really be hardcore if you have a Pornhub account. Like, if you're... an account there.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's all free.
Yeah.
Look what you want.
Yeah. What do you get when you get the premium?
Oh, I probably longer clips and stuff.
The push goes, probably longer clips or something.
No, I don't.
I know.
The same boat. Why would you sign up?
I don't know either.
Yeah, but if you're going to pay for the premium, I would expect to, one of the porn
something
actors.
Something to reach out.
Well, so one of the porn actors
shows up at your house.
Drops by every once in a while.
How you doing?
Saying,
let me see your palm.
Thanks for subscribing.
Let me see what we do with your palm, Eric.
The Pornhub Premium. Right. Here's your bonus.
According to the Root Insurance Distracted Driving Awareness Survey.
God, that scares me. Distracted driving scares the hell out of me.
54% of motorists who have driven their vehicles soon after using a video conferencing platform, soon after they've been in a Zoom meeting,
right.
For instance,
yep.
Report having trouble concentrating on the road.
That's everybody then. In this day and age, people are always on their phone on meetings anymore with COVID.
Yeah, they say that as many abruptly shifted to a virtual environment, Americans' reliance on technology dramatically increased along with their screen time. This caused a majority of drivers to carry this distracted behavior into their vehicles. They say that video conferencing saps more brain power than in-person meetings because you have to pay more attention.
Yeah.
Participating in a video call, usually from your own home, requires you to block out all the personal belongings surrounding you, interruption from roommates or partners, kids running around, household chores, or whatever is going on around the house. They say that attention is a limited resource. You need to transport yourself to a location where you're not physically present while ignoring all the distractions around you.
What I hate about video conferencing, that's why I think a lot of things people are going to go start meeting in person again, is when somebody talks, everything just shuts up, and then it's tough to talk with people. Like to have a natural conversation without saying over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always, we just had a 4-person thing yesterday, me and Todd and our two bosses. And it was a quick thing, 5 minutes maybe. But even then, it was like you couldn't talk because somebody else was talking and it would stop and there'd be a big pause. Okay, now somebody talk and we'll all just try to be quiet for that person.
There's no natural
flow.
And
I couldn't imagine doing that every day like most workers do. We don't.
To Zoom meetings.
Right.
And imagine if there's 20 people in on a Zoom meeting.
Right.
Well, you see that on TV, too.
Yes.
You know, if they, I've
oh
seen,
my God, yeah.
I've seen like as many as like four or five people.
All sitting in their apartments.
All in different places.
Right.
And then a little delay kicks in, and then
what?
Everybody starts talking at
yeah,
once.
That's right.
And then everybody stops.
Oh, excuse me. You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
And when everybody is talking at once, Zoom has to latch into just one of them. So it's like whoever spoke the first syllable
right.
then gets the floor,
right.
and everyone else is talking, but you can't hear them, and you just hear the one guy.
I'm thinking when COVID's over, they should advertise those shows as, hey, Colbert's back with people on the couch talking to him directly. Sorry. Sorry for that past year. Because you're right, that stuff sucks.
They say that attention is difficult to give. You have to transport yourself to a location where you're not physically present while ignoring all the distractions around you. The inability to zero in on an activity can impact whatever you do after the video conferencing call. And if you just go on the road, you've just used a large portion of your concentration.
So you're
and that will
out.
Leave you yeah. with less ability to concentrate.
I get it. Yeah.
I could also see, like, if you're looking at a video screen with 8 or 9, 10 people,
right.
your eyes get used to darting around the screen
right.
looking at different people, and then you get in the car, and you got to stop and focus on one
yeah.
thing, the
Especially
road.
Especially if it's a route that you haven't taken before, they say. That is more difficult as well, because you just have to think that much more. They suggest you do something after the video call that doesn't require concentration, maybe laundry, maybe taking a walk, do something that goes relatively automatically. This will help your brain recharge.
Yeah. Yeah, but most people get off a conference, they got to go somewhere. So that's what you got to do. You got to go somewhere.
They also say switch some Zoom meetings to just phone calls.
Yes.
Because that's just easier for
right.
your brain to deal with.
Right.
Yeah, like yesterday, we could have done a conference call.
And they say, and something like that, you can use a headset and take a walk instead of staring at the computer screen.
Yeah,
but sometimes that's not an option.
Yeah, because in our 4-person meeting yesterday, only 2 people had their camera on.
Yeah, I was laying in bed. I might have my camera on. You know me in bed. I'm all sexy
Yeah,
and stuff.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah, many yeah, when it's just us, you have the camera on.
Is that true?
But I know, like
Well, you're usually manning the camera, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
But like my wife.
When you say manning the camera.
You know exactly what I mean. There's a man behind that camera.
No idea what that means, but I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
You said it right.
People in the car going, what do they mean? I don't know.
I got nothing.
You just say it that way. Hey, you're manning the camera.
Yes.
Joe List later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.